TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Former TM, it's 9:10. Off to like a lazy Monday around these parts. A special guest tonight, Demetria George, and she's chasing her dream. And we up close with her tonight, talking about all the dope things she got going on. But first, all the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up, hot chocolate. Happy Monday, mama. What's going on?
What's going on, TM Hyman Radio family? And I wish we had our video stream up and you could see I would be doing my Bogle dance that Rihanna and Drake just had.
Work.
Yes, that's one of my favorite remixes of Work.
No doubt.
Work.
No doubt. Indeed, it is Monday. July 23rd. Hey, where does the month go? Where does the time go? I remember when it was like January. I remember when it was Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Such a long time ago, it seems. Hey, again, Chasing Your Dream, Up Close Tonight with Demetria George. She is, I'm going to say, a businesswoman. Certainly an entrepreneur, but she's an actress. I'm almost positive she's like a director, producer as well. But before I say something wrong and put my foot in my mouth, because I have absolutely pronounced her name correct thus far tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Demetria George. What's going on, my friend?
What's going on with y'all?
Hey, listen.
Give him a few minutes.
Most of the time I get it wrong. But sometimes I get it right. Hey, I do know what was popping for real. That lightning out in Tampa last night was popping.
I don't even know. I slept right through it. Yeah, I'm right in Tampa. I slept like a baby. I ain't even hit them.
Those Tampa
I saw some crazy Illmatic pitches out of Riverview. The thunder, or the lightning capital of the world, it seems. Riverview, Florida, where it was like unbelievable near the Skyline Bridge. Yeah. Unbelievable pitches last night on the Tampa. Again, Demetria, welcome to the show. What's going on, man? I haven't seen you in a while. You visited HAC Studios, broke it in. You did some work back in the day.
Yes.
You were working on a film. I think you were working, trying to pull together a couple projects at that time. But tell the people what you got going on right now out of Tampa.
Oh, it's a lot going on right now. Your girl is doing a thing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing it as quick as
no
I
doubt.
Want to, but, you know, something happens in this time. I've done some films down here, in Orlando. I did a few films there. What else? I've done a few plays. I just had a play last 2 months ago, and I have another one in September, and we want a Pompano. And I also been doing my thing in that stand up. You know, that's pretty much taking off.
Nice.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You're going to be at the Orlando
Improv August the 9th. That's a ladies' night event, and then you're going to be doing a Hot 94 comedy show on Wednesday, August the 1st as well, right? With my man Barack Amin.
Yeah, that's my homie, man. We did a few shows there. We just did a show in Orlando together, me and Barack, and the guy Ryan Robinson, some good comedians.
Yeah, we know Ryan Robinson. But what motivated you to want to get into comedy, as a female?
Because I love comedy. I love making people laugh, and I'm always so silly. You know, life of the party, I have a natural high. You know what I'm saying? But everybody always like, you're so funny, you need to do this, you need to do that. But before I even started doing it, I started putting comedy skits on Facebook. And I was like, you know, I want to do stand-up comedy one day. And then somebody hit me up and, you know, look at God. You know, ain't he good?
Look at
you
God.
You put it out there in the universe, it come right back to you.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
You
took off.
You
got to
put it out there. You got to put it out there, certainly.
Yeah, and I've been fortunate enough, you know, I haven't done much any open mics, but I've opened for, you know, people that has a name for themselves already in the comedy world. So that's amazing. And it's just taking off.
What was your most intimidating comedy venue to date?
I opened for Jess Hilarious at the Improv, and that was kind of intimidating because it was her fans, basically. But you know, it was okay. I did okay, you know.
And her fans are kind of, they're tough.
Yeah, they are tough because they already know how she is. You know, she's pretty tough. Like, she's real down to earth. I think that's just something that she had to portray out there. But she's a cool chick. I really like her. I reached out to her, like, can I open for you? She was like, yeah, come on. So I was there. I did it.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I felt intimidated kind of pretty much on every stage that I hit. I don't know what it is. It's just like my nerves just be taking over. But, you know, once I get out there and get that first laugh, it's from there. I love it.
How much time do you put into preparing? Or is it just like off-the-cuff impromptu?
Well, I actually do write some stuff, and I try to prepare, you know, for like a week or 2 weeks or so before the show, depending, because I have so much going on. You know, I'm a full-time nurse, I'm a full-time student, you know, so, and I'm doing all these other things on the side, so sometimes it's hard to prepare like for weeks or months or whatever, so I try to get a little work in when I can. Sometimes I just, like my show in Orlando, I pretty much wrote some of that, like that whole, that first, that day of the show, and it was a hit. It was a great show.
What do you see yourself 3 to 5 years from now? I'm sorry,
Hot
Chocolate. That's called a collision. What do you see yourself
3 to 5 years from now? Actually, I just see myself, you know, a little bit bigger than what I am now, really doing. I want to be able to travel doing comedy rooms everywhere, you know. Hopefully I'll be on TV someday.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say that the old adage is that laughter is good for the soul. And
mm-hmm.
It's really interesting to hear that you're a nurse and a comedian.
Yes, I am.
And, you know, that I think the two kind of come hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some level of sense of humor to work in the medical field.
Oh, Lord, yes, you do, because, oof.
Yeah.
It's some stories to be told, but I can't tell too many of you know what I'm saying. I might have to start adding that into my set. The nursing world.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure there are a plethora of stories.
It is. Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest tonight is Demetria George. We're up close, and we're talking about chasing the dream of breaking into the game as a female comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not just a comedian; she's also an actress. You say you've
mm-hmm.
done a few plays in the past,
mm-hmm.
and you got some stuff coming up. What's the difference? I mean, I think if you're comfortable in front of people, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, is it easy? Is comedy, whether you are doing stand-up or you are being, you know, whether you're standing in a play, acting in a
mm-hmm.
play or doing stand-up comedy, is it the same view? Is there no difference?
It has similarities, but, you know, I think by me doing plays first, that's my first, you know, I've always done plays and I've always been a fan of the stage. So I definitely think that getting on stage, doing those plays or whatever has molded me and got me ready to do these kind of different stage things. But it's kind of different and it's not different because when you do plays, it's like it's scripted. And also
right.
Comedy is kind of scripted because you have to write your script or whatever, so you have to follow that also like a script. But when it's somebody else wrote it, you know, that's their vision, and it's, hopefully it comes off how they wrote it, portray it as funny or however they portray it. That's easy to portray, but when you're trying to be funny and it's a one-man stage, I feel like it's different. I don't know. Different high. It's very different. They both have their differences and both are similar in somewhat, you know. It's hard to explain it. But I love both of them. I love the stage. I love the world of entertaining.
Yeah, you said you were a fan of the stage. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who are fans of the stage but who are also terrified of
mm-hmm.
of the same. Right. So that's interesting. Who has been your role models as it relates to entertainment? I mean, who have you followed?
Oh, who have I followed? Nobody in particular, to be honest, but I just watch whoever. I'm not like, I don't like pretty much idolize nobody or follow them as like following everything that they do. But I just watch and I kind of, when I do watch it, I'll go and I'll pull up this person's name and I'll kind of study how they do this or study that. But I don't want to study people too much or follow them because I want to create my own path and I want to just be myself, you know. But sometimes when you're looking and studying somebody, you will tend to act like them or whatever. So I'm trying not to do that. I just want to make it and succeed in this world, you know.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, going back down the same path that Hot Chocolate touched on, you know, laughter being good for the soul and working in a helps industry as a nurse. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the motivation for going down that path specifically?
Going down the nursing world?
Yeah.
What do you mean? The motivation for me being a nurse?
Like, out of all of the
occupations. I don't know, like I said, I love helping. I love helping people. I love making people laugh. I've always been like that kind of caring person, like take care of everybody. If you need something, call me. If you need help, call me. If you need somebody to talk to, call me. I'll make you laugh. That's just always been me ever since I was a little girl. I was sitting on my mom's porch with a neighbor downstairs, the old lady, talking to your old lady, just sitting there being company to her, you know, laughing and talking and joking with her as a little girl, 9 years old. So I just think that was my calling, being able to entertain and make people laugh
stage?
And happy.
Were you always comfortable on stage being in front of people?
I'm comfortable, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God, why are these people looking at me? But I love it, though. It's very nerve-wracking, like, oh, shit.
How do you deal with that? I think there are a lot of people who aspire to do what you're doing, but they really don't, you know, getting over that stage fright piece is significant.
I don't think you'll ever be able to get over that stage fright. No matter, I've been doing this since I was 18, like in high school, hitting that stage, and I ain't going to say how old I am now, but I'm in my 30-something, but I don't think you'll ever get over that stage fright, no matter what. Before I hit that stage, I just pray, and I just be like, Lord, let these people like me. So my first little line I get out, if they laugh, it's on from there. The nerves is out the window. But stage fright, you're going to always have that.
Yeah. At some level.
You feel like you're too confident, you done made it, you ain't nervous no more, and that's when you just like, it ain't, you don't even need to be doing
that's
it no
you're
more.
In trouble.
You know?
That's when you're in trouble. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. It's 9:24. Chasing Your Dream up close tonight with Demetria George. It's the Social Lab. Hey, thanks for joining us. Over to you.
Real talk. Real talk, real people, real time, 9:24 p.m. here in the Social Lab, Hot Chocolate. P.m. and our special guest tonight. Now, hold on before I mess it up, Demetria.
Good job.
Dang, I got it. So, what do you have coming up in the way of shows or appearances?
Well, I have in August, I have two shows as of now. I have one August the 1st, and I also have one August the 9th in Orlando at the Improv.
And how many nights?
And one night. And I also have a stage show that's coming up in September, and that'll be a Pompano, August the, September the 9th, I think it is, or the 15th, one of those days.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. I have all kinds of stuff coming up, yeah.
And how can our TM Hyman Radio listeners follow you on social media? What are your tags?
Just follow me on at Demetria George on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but I don't really be on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in so long, so it's just Demetria George. I don't have a stage name, and then I just go by me. It's just me.
I'm kind of on strike with Twitter because there's a presence on there that aggravates my soul. So I tend to stay on Facebook and Instagram where that particular orange person doesn't dwell very much.
Oh, I'm glad I haven't been on there in I don't know how long. It's just too much. I stick with Instagram and Facebook. That's it.
Yeah.
How political are you? Speaking of Twitter thumbs, how political are you?
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm not political at all. I don't know what's going on. I feel like we the people can do nothing about what's going on. Yes, we can go vote, but at the end of the day, the people are going to
vote.
They want to do it at the end of the day. Absolutely, I believe it. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. But they still going to do what they want to do, so I don't follow all of what's going on. I'm like, ain't nothing I can do about it. I go vote. I'm really voting. I'll be there. But anything other than that, I don't know.
No,
it's
get
too
it.
Much.
But you doing your part by voting is more than enough, right? Because that is us doing our part. But I certainly concur that there's a whole lot that we cannot control. But it is about controlling the controllables, and that is about getting out the vote. It looks like Fee from Columbia, South Carolina, has been hanging out for quite some time. Did not realize that you had stumbled upon us. What up,
yes,
Mama?
I am here.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm trying to recover three weddings this past weekend I had to cater, Father God.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm all about this chasing your dream thingy. So, yes, I feel you, Miss Demetria. Yes.
Okay,
what's
up with something in a jar or a piece of bread. I know there's some bread around there or something.
Well, I'm all about positive energy, and specifically, you know, I think in an era where, man, you know, Demetria said it, you know, it's a lot going on, Fee, you just weighed in at a great time because I just asked, you know, Demetria, was she political, and she says she's not wasn't political at all, but she did get out and vote. Lot going on, and I know that there's a lot of apathy towards what's going on, and to a certain degree, you got to turn it off, or you'll be totally frustrated or demoralized.
Yep.
So you got to turn it off. But you know, I commend and use this platform to uplift people who keep it positive. It takes a lot
of
energy to chase your dreams and to stay focused and to keep it positive. And it takes a lot of energy for me specifically, not to use this platform to blast the hell out of people on a consistent basis. You know, Charlamagne does Donkey of the Day, you know, like, you know, once a day, right? Or is it once a week?
Mm-hmm.
It's every day.
He does it once a day, and it's for a short period of time. That was my point. I didn't know whether it was once a week or once a day, because I don't listen every day, but it's for a short period of time. We could do a Donkey of the Day for a full damn hour. But you know how negative
it would be.
My point is, I commend and highlight people chasing their dreams. Demetria, Fee has a business that's called Sweet Tooth LLC. She's a caterer out of Columbia, South Carolina. Anytime you need a live event catered, because I know you do live events and you might be doing stuff in the future, you might want to connect with her. She'll hook you up on anything you want. Like
most definitely.
Lunch,
hopefully
dinner,
I'll be out there in South Carolina doing some shows.
Hey,
I hit you up.
Yeah.
Bring the food for some cupcakes.
Need to connect.
in
they're
a jar.
Going right. And the Comedy House is actually less than 5 minutes from my house. It's called the Comedy House here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Look at God.
Yes,
I know.
Yes,
go
yes,
ahead and
so.
Get your real book. My name is D-E-M.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I was tagged in it. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to.
We're chasing dreams tonight, up close with Demetria George, entertainer out of Tampa, Florida. If you're looking for a comedian, one, she's funny. She's hilarious, as a matter of fact. Hey, talk to the people about I was talking to you about Wilhelmina earlier. You know, Hot Chocolate came back and was like, who's Wilhelmina?
Who that?
Tell the people who Wilhelmina is.
Okay, so Wilhelmina is my alter ego. Like, she's a crackhead, alcoholic, and she say what she want to say, and she don't care. She want what she want, and it is what it is. Like, that's who Wilhelmina is.
Okay.
She's funny. Okay. She's like, off the wall.
Aren't there clips? Is the YouTube clips or just Facebook clips for
I post them on both of them, but mainly I do in Facebook because it's hard to get people to click the little link, you know. So I just post everything on Facebook and go from there. But yes,
right.
I do have some stuff on YouTube, but it's not much.
Listen, folks, this is all about just really trying to introduce you to people. Introduce you to people who are trying to do creative things. What'd you say, how do
I need to know how to spell Wilhelmina.
W-I-L-L Wilhelmina. Yeah, W-I-L-L-A-M-E-N-I-A. I'm going to start introducing Wilhelmina to the comedy world. Like, I'm going to be like, it's going to be Demetria, and then y'all going to get Wilhelmina. Wilhelmina going to take the stage.
I'm going to need to see
if you find Demetria George on Facebook. You may have, not may, you will have
you
to friend her on
down.
Facebook, Demetria George. That's D E M E T R I A George. If you can't spell that, you on your own. Demetria George, hey, find her on Facebook, befriend her, and check out Wilhelmina. So one last time, tell people where you're going to be in the month of August and how they can follow you.
Y'all can follow me at Demetria George on Instagram and Facebook, and I have two shows, one of them August the 1st, and that will be, what is that one? It's, I gotta look it up real quick, and this other one is in Orlando at the Improv on August the 9th. But that was with my boy Antoine Robinson, the comedy king. Hold on, let me look it up on my phone. Because I want to get
degree,
this right.
Sports bar. 9 degree sports bar in Holly Hill, Florida, I believe. That's what Barack Amon and Funky Robinson on
Funky
August
Robinson,
the 1st.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, what you said.
Yeah,
thank you.
What I said, but folks, it's $10. It's $5 in advance, $10 at the door.
Uh-huh.
That's Hot 94.1 comedy show. DJ J Love on the ones and twos. Go check Demetria George out again with Barack Amon and Amin.
Amen.
I don't want him to chop you up. Amen. Yeah. He'll get you about his name.
It's hosted by my boy
Funky
Robin.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, Demetria.
You're
welcome here anytime, dear. Go ahead, Hot Chocolate.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
I've just followed her. I need to. I'm looking forward to meeting Wilhelmina.
Well, I have to tag you in some stuff now. You're gonna love Wilhelmina now.
Hey, looking forward to it.
Well, I mean, they got some stuff cooking.
Demetria, we're going to have to connect and do some shows. And,
most definitely.
And keep this thing going forward.
Most definitely. Just let me know I'm here. You know where to find me.
Oh, yeah.
No,
looking forward to coming to visit in the A.
Yes. Yeah. Let me know. I'll be there.
All right.
I also did a
that's
show with Young Jock down here in Tampa, in St. Petersburg. I did a show with him. Yeah, he was pretty funny.
Oh,
trying
really?
To get the Joker to bring me down there to Atlanta to do a show, but he needs to stop faking the funk.
Ah.
Stop faking the funk. Get Demetria. Yeah. Actually, hey, you should get you to Atlanta. Tell him get you on Love and Hip Hop. Hey, get you a job.
That's the main point. You know what I'm saying?
Get you a job. put it out there. No doubt. Put it out there. Hey, appreciate you, Mama. Thanks for stopping past.
Yes,
thanks
for joining us.
Okay.
Yes, have a blessed
hey.
One.
It's 9:36, everybody. The Social Lab. Here's 3 o'clock Bully. Hey, we'll be right back.
First page of the next chapter. The best way to display this perfect rapture. We young. You see, this album's put together to give hope for dreamers and believers that needed to go for broke. Go. Overthrow the radio for promoting these jokes. Bring back the code of rules for the scrolls that I wrote. Treasure. Look, we gotta do better as people. It's to the point that the love for the cheddar is lethal. How many soldiers gotta die at the hands of them people? Let's make a stand and rise above all the lies that I see through. I take the torch and lead the way, only pray that it's peaceful. Legendary like the Beatles, wait for the sequel. Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap home. My policy is to never fail. You hear me? Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap home. My policy is to never fail. I'm trying to motivate the people. Fresh out the gate, we here to bully all the bullshit. Not to intimidate, but liberate the music. I fight for revolution of the movement. My underground railroad zone is for the truest. Coolest of students who surpass the cruelest. Triumphs of lions who grind through the sewage. Roar, we shall not be denied here. All aboard, sing along, this is our year. Pure finesse will be defined here. Accompanied by hard drums and a live snare. We got this cosmic rock shit. Cops in lock with the promise of profit. Modest to say the least, nigga, we solid. Rest in peace, Tupac and Christopher Wallace. Awkwardly polished, this thing was awesome. Who come for torture just to get slaughtered, huh? Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap home. My policy is to never fail. Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap home. My policy is to never fail. I'm trying to motivate the people.
The message, 3 o'clock Bully here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, your girl, Hot Chocolate, 917-889-3926, and it's 9:39 p.m., and TM Hyman is here in the place with me, and we also want to thank our special guest, T here too, AP, and again, we want to thank our special guest, Demetria George, for joining us tonight, that's close and personal, friend her on Facebook. D like Dor, E M like Mary, E T like Tom, R I A, George is who you're looking for. And
it's important to, you know, highlight and promote people who are making moves. Again, she's going to be at the Orlando Improv August the 9th. Is where and the doors open up at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8. PM out there, and she's hanging out with Barack Amen and Spunky Robinson on August the 1st. That's the Hot 94.1 comedy show. I mean, standing up in front of people, entertaining people, doing anything live, you know, even like this live broadcast, everything we do, you know, it's live, right? I mean, you mess up, you can't take it back. You know, people can critique it. That takes nerve. And, you know, sometimes She said it. That nervousness will always be there. For me, and I was trying to get her to tell us how she actually manages it, because she's right. And for me, I deal with live stages all the time. I'm in front of large groups all the time. And so, you know, for me, you know how I deal with it? You know how, I mean, because a lot of times people think I'm looking them right in the face. And as someone who speaks to people all the time, I have learned how to look at the top of people's heads. Even when I'm speaking to people, I'm looking at the top of their heads. When I'm up on a stage and I'm looking out into an audience, I mean, I can speak to people and speak to them strongly and even point in people's direction, right? And someone thinks that I'm talking right to them, and I'm talking right over you to the person's head behind you, right? And so a lot of times it's about strategy. And when you're chasing a dream, it's easy to do the easy things. It's easy to do the things that you're good at.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do the easy things. But when you're chasing a dream, you need to start focusing, or you should be focused on those things that you're not good at. You got to become good at those things. Because to chase a dream means you got to be turned up 100% all cylinders, because somewhere along the way the bottom's going to fall out. And this is the deal. Most of us are unsuccessful in business because we haven't gotten over the fear of dealing with people, specifically dealing with people in public. Get over it. Try to figure out how to get over your stage fright and how you're, you know, and let me call this out too. A lot of us are uncomfortable dealing with people who don't look like us in business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, all white people are not the devil. You hear me?
Yeah, say it again, man. Yeah. Say it again. Don't burn those bridges.
White people are not the devil. And hey, white people, listen, all black people don't steal.
Right.
And you got to be able to understand that when you're trying to grow a business. Because what it means is you got to lay down some of your stereotypes and your biases, and you certainly got to lay down the fact that you're not good at that thing. At some point, you got to become good at that thing or hire somebody who's going to make you look good at doing that thing. But not being good at that thing that you're weak at right now is not an option. Do you understand me? What I said is not
enough. Be willing to be uncomfortable. Be willing to be uncomfortable, because in doing all of those things that TM mentioned, you're going to be uncomfortable because you hadn't been doing them before.
Yeah. You know, just to kind of piggyback off of what you said, TM, about, you know, kind of facing your fear in front of a crowd, I just heard someone recently say that the easiest way to face that fear, if you're standing up in front of a large crowd, find the exit sign and focus on that exit sign. So you're looking above everyone's head. You're not making eye contact. You're looking out into the crowd. No one really knows that you're focusing on an exit sign, but you're kind of making that your focal point. And for them, it works. I haven't tried it yet. I was just going by what I heard, but I thought that that would be a good little tip to throw out there.
No, I can certainly see how it works, because, again, my strategy to look at the top of heads is certainly in alignment with, at the end of the day, you kind of like look into a space, not look into space, but you look into a specific space. You know, really, again, to stay, like, to still engage, if you will, to still engage.
Yeah, and so, for me, what I've been kind of honing in on, for me, being that cooking is my thing, I've been watching different YouTube channels, and watching some of the Food Network, which I kind of have a little beef with the Food Network right now because I feel like they need a lot more diversity on that station. It's like it's too many other cultures out there that we need to be focused on with cooking, but that's a whole nother story. But I've been kind of watching how they move and how, okay, yeah, Felicia knows how to cook, but and Felicia knows how to be funny, and Felicia knows how to entertain. All for me, it's honing all of that into one and projecting that out to the audience. So I've been kind of working on that and shooting my daughter that's away for the summer, shooting her little videos, and she's like critiquing it for me. Like, Mommy, okay, you've done good with this, but you need to kind of tweak it with this. So y'all watch out. A YouTube channel is on the horizon. So y'all will be able to see me a little more, out there.
I encourage anyone chasing a dream to begin to record themselves, create podcasts, write blogs, like just start putting your ideas and your thoughts and your concepts in the atmosphere. See, we're living in a time where, like, excuses are no longer acceptable on any level, because when you talk about public speaking now, like, the internet is your stage. The world is your stage. You can use any platform to kind of test, you're crazy. You know, people are telling you whether you're onto something or whether you need to flush it down the toilet. People will tell you real
Absolutely.
Quick. And the difference is, they're not in your face. So if you want to cry and snot and slob, at least you'll be in the comfort of your own house. You feel me? So there's no excuses anymore about trying to really put yourself out there. I mean, unless you're trying to do something like Fee's doing, like catering food. You can't be scary wanting to serve people food. That's just something that's not possible. You feel me? I mean, but a lot of people,
confidence in your macaroni.
Confidence is a beast. And confidence is a make it or break it factor. And I don't care, like, where you are in the world. I mean, we had a listener call us last week out of Minneapolis. And for some reason, it wasn't until I went back and listened to the show that I realized that Mike was from Minneapolis last week, Minnesota.
And you were saying
now,
Indianapolis.
The whole damn show, I said he was from Indianapolis.
And he was so gracious, he never corrected him once.
He said nothing. So shout out to you, Mike, from Minneapolis. Minnesota. But my point is, what was my damn point? I don't know. I missed it.
Okay.
I lost it. Going all the way back to Mike. There was a point that I referred to Mike talking about listeners. It doesn't even matter at this point. Folks, you can't be scared to chase your dream. You can't be scared to put yourself out there. You got to be willing to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to put yourself, Demetria, I mean, female trying to break into the game. Do you understand how crazy it is for a female to get up and try to do comedy, right? You have to have a certain level of confidence confidence plus you really can't take yourself too seriously. See, this is the problem, I believe. I believe we take ourselves way too seriously. And we are unwilling to, like, fall flat on our face. But I tend to think there's a certain level of entertainment that comes with falling on your face. Especially if you do it, like, gracefully. If you, like, fall, and, some of us, I done seen some cool-ass falls. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then I done seen some sloppy falls, and then I done seen some, like, traumatic falls.
Yeah.
Right? Now, and if I'm going to fall, because see, this is the deal. Most people, they're afraid of falling. And because they're afraid of falling, they never move.
Mm-hmm.
Walk with me now. You have to be willing to accept the fact that you're going to fall. The question is, what kind of fall are you going to have? Are you going to have a cool-ass fall? Are you going to have a sloppy fall? Or are you going to have a traumatic fall? See, it doesn't matter, right, because you're going to fall. And I think if you embrace the fact that that's going to happen, it helps you to kind of be like, well, you know, I'm just going to focus on this cool fall. Mm-hmm.
Because trying to break the fall always makes it worse.
Help some folks to move. Yeah, I'm just trying to help some people to move out of their comfort zone and put themselves out there. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, some of y'all are stuck and you stale and you sitting on the couch and you feeling busted and disgusted and you ain't mad at nobody but yourself because you scared to fall.
Yep, I read somewhere it stated, don't ask God to order your steps if you're afraid to move your feet.
Amen.
Bang.
Boom.
And it's that's in alignment with, you know, faith without work is dead.
That's right.
And then, I mean, I think some of us, you know, after we didn't, you know, some of us are some praying people, or at least we be lying talking about we praying. Because I realize everybody ain't praying.
Please.
You know, people told me I pray for you. You's a lie. You ain't praying for me. You ain't praying for you. You talking about you pray for me. Stop lying.
Not you a lie. Oh, my.
Stop lying.
Oh, my.
Wait, Cardi B voice. My mama said you's a lie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
Did you forget again?
I don't know where I was going with that.
You lost it.
I don't know where I was going with that. I feel convicted about, you know, calling praying people liars.
Why? Because you know, in some instances, you are very much so telling the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, and everyone who says that they're praying for you, you need to be kind of watchful as to what they're praying for. You don't know, you know, I could tell you all day I'm praying for you, but I could be praying for your downfall.
Right.
Not for your good. You know, so I'm quick.
Yeah.
You tell me you're praying for me.
Everybody,
boo.
Yeah. Everybody that's in your circle may not be in your corner. I think the point that I was making was going back to faith. You know, without work being dead, and it really coming down to action, it coming down to movement. Again, there's a lot of people who are stuck, like really. And the interesting thing about some people who are stuck, they aren't necessarily people who aren't driven.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't necessarily people who aren't ambitious, visionary. Who are finding themselves stuck, and it's in my opinion because again, you know, some of us rather not do anything rather than to have a sense that we failed. Going back to we're afraid to fall, and I think that a lot of times goes back to whether we want to admit it or not. It's tied to status, which is tied to how people perceive you. Which is tied to what people say. And at some point in our lives, as grown as people, we really have to forget about what people say. Get up, get out, and do something. Because you're going to fall. But is it a cool fall? A messy stanky fall, or is it a traumatic fall? Now, see, it's like 1, 2, 3, and it elevates. Traumatic, embarrassing. It could be public.
Mm-hmm.
It could be life-threatening. You know,
it could involve stairs.
Stanky. You know, messy, stanky, you know, involves a close friend, you know, a loved one. You know, you might have a financial setback, right? But that cool fall, it could be any damn thing. You just missed the mark. You didn't accomplish the goal. But you learned something, right? And any time you can learn something makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel us?
Odabo, Jack. Odabo.
Yeah, you know, I mean, man, we're living in a time where, believe it or not, it's the best of times and the worst of times at the same damn time.
At the same damn time.
I'm going to repeat it. We are living in the best of times and the worst of times at the same time. And it really comes down to choices and decisions that we make. What side of the fence are you on? Are you on the best of times? Or are you on the side where people are feeling the worst of times? Because where we are right now is completely a sum total of the decisions that we've made over the years. And this is the beauty of it all. Regardless of where you are, you don't always have to stay there.
Absolutely.
Right? And also understand this. You have to be humble and you have to be kind and you have to treat people right and you have to take care of the things that God give you, right? Because everything that rises often comes right back down. It doesn't have to always come back down. There's some people that went to the top and they've been there for a long time. They're still there.
And they plan on staying there.
Crash landed in 0.8 seconds.
Like a hot rock.
Because it comes down to decisions that you make. Chase a dream. Get out there. Be intentional. Make some decisions. Don't be scared. Hey, take us home, ladies. We back Wednesday. We chopped it up with Fee. Plus, he wants y'all to get your asses out there and vote.
That's right.
Political landscape popping in America. We out of here.
That's right. You guys, see you Wednesday. Be blessed. Be safe. And I'll be chopping it up. Come join me.
Chopping it up.
And I would like to take this time to congratulate our friend here at TM Hyman Radio Show, Pusha T, and his lovely new bride, Virginia Joy, on their nuptials this past weekend. And how Virginia is this? He had Feather and Finn at the reception. Where
Shut
is my double
door.
Breast? Where is
Shut
my double breast dinner with
door.
Cheese? And a half lemonade and half sweet tea, please. Where is
you
it at?
You are lying to me. I did not know
you.
That.
And Malice performed the ceremony. Cool is that to have your brother with?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, y'all. We'll be back
good
on
night.
Wednesday. Have a good night.
Good night.